Hello and welcome to Sunday Best, the show where we take a look at the weekend's results so far, the fixtures still to come, and how it all affects Liverpool Football Club. I'm Neil Docking. You may recognise me from the Anfield Rap's often imitated, never duplicated Ban This Filth show. And joining us today, we've got some of the Anfield Rap's finest contributors, John Gibbons and Joel Richards. And Adam Smith is on as well.
Hey!
Now, there were some shock results yesterday. Burnley crashed into a 3-1 defeat at home to Aston Villa. Chelsea drawing 2-2 with Wolves. I don't think many of us seen that come in. Some less surprising ones. United getting thrashed 4-0 at Brighton. Well, there's only one game that we're all interested in. One game that perhaps was the biggest upset of them all in some respects. And that was Spurs holding us to a 1-1 draw at Anfield and all the ramifications that might have for the title race. I'll come to you first, John. How are you doing this morning, mate? Because there was a bit of despondency last night, definitely on Twitter. I was deciding it was a good idea to turn off my phone. But how are you feeling, you know, in the cold light of day?
Yeah, better than it was last night. I was really flat walking down the hill to the Glenbrook to do the post-match show. I tend to sit with Craig Cannon more often than not, and both of us were just sort of silent, walking down the hill, not talking, which is very unlike us. And then we saw Dan Austin and Fuad, and you know, Dan was very much the same. It's the most Dan I've seen Dan for ages about football, really. You know, Fuad's always smiling, and he's you know, but yeah, the three of us. And then we did the post-match show and ended up going home together, and because we all sort of lived near each other as well, and just really down, really trying to, like, you know, talk ourselves into, well, you know, Newcastle, I guess, something and stuff like that. So, but when I got back, I just sort of thought about it a bit more, and I put something up on Twitter last night. We said, because I had a little look at it, I was like, when was the last time we actually dropped points in the league? And then I was like, oh, it's the City game. And I was like, well, that doesn't really count as drop points, because you're just sort of cancelling each other out, really, aren't you? So it was the last time we actually, you know, dropped points as such. And it's January the 2nd against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. And it's just insane. It's 4 months. It's 4 months since we last kind of, you know, even drew with a team below us in the table, and it's just insane, and it just shows sort of what they've done, really, and what needs to be done now, and just put it in perspective for me a little bit. Jürgen appeared in my dream last night as well, which is obviously very healthy and perfectly normal. But basically, I had a dream where me and Craig were in another city, and we'd just drawn a game, and we bumped into Jürgen, and Jürgen told us it was fine, and it was very much a kind of like someone coming to you. So that's one to tell my wife about, definitely. I'm prepared to go, yeah, this is all very normal, John. So a mixture of reflection and good night's sleep and Jürgen Klopp appearing to me in my dreams means I'm feeling better about it this morning, Neil. There's still a wonderful football team, and there might still be a twist in this title race yet.